Welcome back to Disney News Weekly, everybody. In tonight's episode, we're going to be talking about the D23 Expo, Mickey Mouse's birthday, and Halloween at the Disney parks. Hold on to your butts.
Welcome to Popcorn Talk, featuring movie discussion, news, and interviews. Popcorn Talk, we talk movies.
Oh,
woo!
Yeah. I keep waiting for it to go. And now,
Disney News Weekly, where we talk about Disney News Weekly. What's up, guys? I'm Sarah. And I'm joined by one regular host and one special host.
Which one's which?
Yeah, which one's which? We've never seen this guy before.
And you see me all the time.
Yes.
On here all the time on AfterBuzz TV.
Yeah. We have a special guest, Kelsey, joining us tonight to talk about all the Disney news. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Yeah, my name is Kelsey. That was not wrong. And I like
Disney.
Well,
did I say it wrong?
You didn't. And I also like Disney, so I'm so excited to be hosting on the most magical panel.
Wow.
That magic is debatable sometimes.
I think there's some sprinkled magic in there.
A little bit on top. A little salt bay.
Tinkerbell is just like...
Tinkerbell is just like marinating us.
In the live action for the streaming service, I want her to be like...
She's just like fly out, and instead of tapping the castle, she just and then gets the sunglasses on. It'll be
perfect.
Oh
my god!
What's your favorite Disney movie? Intro question.
Okay,
everybody needs to know.
I don't want to sound like a basic white girl, but all the princess movies were my favorite.
You have one favorite princess?
Cinderella.
She's a classic.
Pre-prince names. I just love it.
What?
Pre-prince names.
Mm-hmm.
Princess
but hers technically is like, it's just Prince Charming.
Yeah, but what's his first name?
Prince.
Is his name Prince? Is it Prince Charming? He's not even a prince. His name is just Prince.
Yeah.
He's like, this name has gotten me through so much crap. Like, I don't have to work, but I'm not even a prince.
Just the name.
Yeah.
That's all you gotta have.
Yeah.
My dad owns the shoe store over there. That's how come I'm always like trying to give shoes back.
Good one.
Thanks, babe.
I feel like I'm third wheeling.
No.
No, just kidding.
You're not.
I know. It's fun.
Our 5-year anniversary is tomorrow.
I am so glad that I get to spend it with you.
Thank you for being here.
Almost.
It's very special.
So it's a good night to be a Disney fan, I would say.
A lot of good stuff happening.
There's a lot of like, here's what's coming up in your world news. Mm-hmm.
So get your calendars out, right?
Like, right. Get your
if you're a planner.
Out.
Yeah. This is Disney going, get ready for the holiday season.
It's Disney being like, you don't even know.
You don't even know what's coming.
Not just the holiday season, Leo. D23 Expo 2019.
That is the holiday season for us Disney fans.
So Disney dropped like a ton of information about next year's D23 Expo. There obviously wasn't one this summer. It's every other year in Anaheim. There's like a lot of stuff to go over. I'm like, I don't even know what the most important stuff is. So here's like, this is like the general poster for D23 2019.
Uninspired.
Look, it's like.
Good news. Black Panther's on it.
So you're good to go. I'm going then, right? I got a shirt, guys, and it says Black Panther on it. So we can talk about that.
Sarah, no Raven on there. Yeah, access denied. Sorry.
Are you wearing? Oh no! You're just a blank.
I'm janitorial. Don't even.
Okay. But it's supposed to represent like the like different facets of the company.
Totally.
Pixar, Marvel, Star Wars,
Disney.
Mickey.
Hey, that's Disney's way of saying like, hey, don't forget who's on top, okay?
Yeah. Elsa.
Elsa, it's a queen.
So tickets go on sale this month, which is crazy.
Okay.
So if you're trying to get that early bird discount, you should do it. And if you're a D23 member, you also get a discount. There's all this info on their website about how much everything is. So, yeah, like, you got to buy your tickets.
I think they go on sale tomorrow.
Yeah, they go on sale tomorrow.
Happy anniversary.
Some things are sold out already. I don't know how that happens. Yeah, how does that even happen? I don't understand ticket sales.
We need to make sure we get some.
General admission tickets are $90 for a day and $70 for children. But you can buy 3-day tickets, which is cheaper. And then there's also the Sorcerer package.
Let me read it about. Where's the Sorcerer package?
I just thought of something to interject here. So you guys can get your tickets and maybe I could be like your child.
Oh, yeah. It's a good move.
Okay. God, Sorcerer packages are $2,500.
Nice.
The benefits, do you want to know, Leo?
Mm-hmm.
An exclusive shopping opportunity.
You're probably wondering how we got here.
Access to the Sorcerer Lounge, a private tour of the archives exhibit. You get special seats at, like, every panel, I feel like.
Oh, that's good for you.
That's, like, the biggest thing.
Here's the thing.
There's all this other stuff. There's too much stuff to... There's a lanyard. There's a bag. There's a gift pack. There's a print. There's a photo opportunity Prince? With Mickey. Yeah, there's prints. Yeah. Anyway.
Wait, so, like, do you actually think that the money is worth what you get?
For a Sorcerer package?
From your personal opinion.
Well,
yeah, for your
personal. I'm... Not for me, but some people.
Okay. Let's say that you didn't do all of this Disney media stuff. Like, would it be worth it for the average
person
to
invest?
No, I'm
just saying as me with, like, no money. No.
No money.
I got no money.
Also, there is the advantage of just being on Twitter. You could just see what people are talking about.
Right. Like, it's cool to be in the room. And, like, there's so much stuff that we got shown at the live action panel that
so much of it changed.
Still hasn't come out.
Mm-hmm.
We saw a clip from Lion King.
Yeah, we saw the Lion King.
That still hasn't come out.
What?
Yeah. So, like, that is cool, but then it's just, like, then just go to the live action panel. Make it the one thing. Like, everything from the parks panel is going to go immediately on Twitter. I mean, everything's going to go on Twitter. It's just, like, what you want to be there in person for. Okay, what else about
this? Allison Scott saying, or if you're an influencer, you get to do all this stuff for free. Yeah, but what I'm saying for, like, the person that's not a media person, not an influencer, mm-hmm. none of that stuff. Like, yes, we're spoiled, we're blessed, but, like, is it worth it?
Legend ceremony is going to happen again. I'm sure we'll get an announcement on who's being inducted as a Disney legend, which will be exciting. And there's going to be a masquerade per usual, which is their costume contest. Very exciting.
Remember that one year our friends won it? Chris and Elizabeth?
Yeah. Ashley Eckstein and Yvette Nicole Brown are judging.
What was their outfit?
They went as the Yeti from the Matterhorn and a mountain climb, like one of the, in the Lederhosen.
But it was like a crazy Yeti.
It was like on stilts and had light up eyes. And yeah, it was really
on
cool.
On stilts?
Mm-hmm.
Dang.
It was like a huge Yeti.
Yeah. So every D23, there's a design challenge themed to an attraction. And this year it is Haunted Mansion. Last year it was, 2 years ago, it was Pirates. It's going to be the Haunted Mansion's 50th anniversary. And so people can do paintings or drawings or sculptures and submit them to the design challenge, and it's a cash prize of $2,300. Mm. I always want Leo to do it, but he never does it. Maybe this year. Maybe he has a year, less than a year, because he has to submit it beforehand.
Challenge accept. I have to submit it a year beforehand?
Well, I mean, it's next
then it's
year.
Then it's too late.
No. The deadline is probably, like, in, like, 7 months.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah.
You have, like...
All right. Everyone tweet at me. At Leo's Zombie.
It's your favorite ride, and you are an artist.
Yeah.
So you should do it.
I'm saying tweet ideas at me. Because I don't know. It has to be Haunted Mansion themed.
Yeah.
All right.
Food for thought there.
I'm going to be the snake that wraps around all the Christmas presents in the holiday.
That. Just do regular.
Oh.
Just do regular. Have you gone to Disney Expo before?
Yes.
Every year.
Okay, are you going this year?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we will
sure.
be there.
Oh, yeah.
We will
the
be
whole
there.
Time, or
yes.
are you going to?
Every day.
Guys, this is amazing.
Last year, she went dressed as Lester the Possum from Lester's Possum Park.
I had
in a
full
movie.
Mascot costume.
I love that.
But yeah, we like get a hotel down there.
Do you
there,
have, oh, yeah.
And we just.
That drive.
Yeah, we just like.
Yeah, we're not going to drive.
Because we go every day.
We
so.
Go hard. Yeah.
Okay.
We go hard.
Do you have costumes? Are you set for this year? Or
I mean, I don't have any picked, but I have.
Honestly, I'm probably not going to do costumes. Because
here's the thing, because we okay this we've never talked about this on the show actually about my costume dilemma, because like we want to go, because as you guys know and you may not, I do a lot of cosplay, especially Disney cosplay, and I like attending D23. You've seen, oh, you have
on social media.
Jeez, thanks.
I don't come here and just not know who you guys are. I can't be a rookie.
No, you're crushing it. So,
I'm listening.
Do I go in regular clothes and enjoy the con like I want to, or do I go in cosplay? Because the thing is, when you go in cosplay, people stop you for a lot of photos. It's not just like, oh, that's, you know, it's like, oh, cool, there's this character walking around. And I like that part too. But like, you know, do I do the cosplay? Do I just go attend it and just like take it in? It's always a tough balance.
I don't know, because if you've always done the cosplay and then you go regular, are you going to see all of everybody else dressed up and be like,
I get FOMO.
Yeah, he gets FOMO.
I get the FOMO.
Like,
big time.
It's a little difficult. I mean, you don't like going to the panels as much as I do, but it's
I do like going to the panels.
It's kind of a hard day to be like in a costume.
That's
all day.
The thing, yeah.
But
it depends on which
Maybe
panels
you
are
do
on which
something
days.
Light and breezy, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
Make it flow. Make it breathe.
It's also like last year we were lucky enough to be asked by Disney to participate in some presentations in which we probably shouldn't have been in costume. And we weren't.
We weren't.
So,
yeah.
so like we don't
we
know.
Like Disney Bounded and we did like Disney style stuff.
Have you been asked to do anything this year yet?
It's
not
a little
yet.
Early.
It's still too early.
Okay. But yeah.
I just
that usually it's like a 2 month thing. Mm-hmm. Like usually that's the maximum warning time you get.
Yeah. So we'll see. But I'm probably not gonna cosplay. Maybe I'll do Lester again on the last day. Because I still have him and have nowhere else to wear him.
Yeah. I mean,
How many places can you wear him?
I think
him?
We should do it.
I haven't worn him since last D23.
Leo, wow. Everyone, okay, let's read some opinions here.
Stick to the cosplay. Leo kills it.
Thank
there you.
You
go.
John Harrison, my boy. What's up? Zeke, Leo, did you? Oh, I thought you were telling me to cosplay as Mimi Sihu. I don't know who that is. Leo gets. Oh, I get stopped no matter what. Oh, I thought. I mean.
Holla.
But in costume, it's different because people like pose, photo shoots.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You've seen it at cons. Semicircles form around people, and then you're just like.
You're just posing.
Yeah, because they want the character. Yeah, they want pictures of the character. Mm-hmm. Sarah. Lester, 100. 10 out of 10. Do it.
Yeah, I'll do it.
Okay. And you want, do I do Max Goof again?
What if you did like a different character?
What if I do? Is there another possum I could be from his band?
Yeah. Yeah. Or you could be the little baby.
Oh, with the
clapping baby.
That one. Yeah.
The
okay.
one that I did.
You know the baby?
The baby.
You know the heat baby.
You know Goofy movie?
Yeah, Goofy movie. Yeah.
Here's some. This I is do. For you. Black Panther's coming to Netflix in September.
Oh, moving on. Okay.
Yeah, moving on.
I'm wearing the shirt.
That's it.
Just for that announcement.
Is that it? That's it?
I mean, it's coming in September. Everyone's kind of like, oh, why? Because Disney's streaming service. It's not ready yet. It'll get taken off Netflix when that happens.
It would be a shame for Black Panther. Yeah, and also they've got to build that up. And Black Panther is one of those sort of like instrumental movies and everybody's waiting for it. And it would almost be a shame, a crime, to deny the largest distribution of movies, that platform, this instrumental movie, right? Like, let everyone who hasn't seen it see it now. And let those who have seen it watch it all they want again. If you do it on the new platform, it's not. It's definitely not going to be as prolific as it would be on Netflix.
Well, it's like if you just wait that long, it's like not ready yet, so it's like...
Yeah, no one's going to care by the time that happens. But now everybody's like eager to watch it again, do some Black... Mm-hmm. We're going to see like a resurgence of like Black Panther. Like movie night, it's coming out, let's watch it. You're going to see a lot more memes coming out because people are going to be able to like... Screen.
Pause it.
Pause it and stuff like that.
Yep.
You got to do it.
Well,
on Netflix.
Netflix has a few movies, but they don't have too many Disney, but they have like.
They have a lot of Marvel.
Yeah, they do have a lot of Marvel.
Well, they do a lot of recent Marvel.
But they pick like weird ones too.
Like Ragnarok is on there.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true. That one's good.
And I think they have, don't they have Captain America on there or something? Mm-hmm.
Infinity War, not yet, but no, is it on?
No,
you can order it. That's right.
I was excited.
We were having that conversation.
For some reason, I just felt like everyone was watching Infinity War because I saw people tweeting about it, and
because
I was like, it must be on Netflix, and I was all excited to watch it.
That's what I'm talking about, though. Like, your initial reaction was, oh, it must be on Netflix because everyone's talking, and we want everyone to talk about it.
Right, but it was just the date came out, so everyone had just bought it on digital.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep. But Netflix doesn't have a whole lot. Do you think that they're going to have more
They're slowly turning the knob off and cutting off the flows for the digital service so that like everything can go. That's even now, like they don't have like all their premiums. You know, you get like a little once in a while they break off and then like here you
they're
go.
They're like
kids.
His little touch.
You know what? You can have Hercules, but you only get Pocahontas too.
Right.
All right?
Yeah, like all the
That's
sequels
all
and things like that.
Yeah.
And even Cars, I think they only have like a couple of those on there. Like
they can't have the whole thing.
No, they can't.
They won't
have
allow you to binge.
Exactly. Which is crazy because it's Netflix. So if you're gonna put one of them on there, might as well do the whole thing.
Yeah, but it's
or like
Disney.
Pirates.
Puppets.
Yeah.
I forget there's like another Disney movie that's coming to Netflix. I have to like look up one of those like movies coming to Netflix in September. Here it is.
They do have Doctor Strange, which God bless because I like Doctor Strange. That's why.
Oh, do you? I have not been able to get through the whole movie. I don't think.
Which that was literally the next thing I was going to say. I was going to say like, but I know a lot of people don't like. But that's why it's on Netflix because they're like, okay, put it out there. We need more people to like this movie.
I think that's what it is.
Yeah.
It's Emperor's New Groove. Sorry.
Oh yeah.
Emperor's New Groove and Lilo and Stitch are coming to. Also, Pirates 1.
Pirates 1 is on there currently?
Oh, to Netflix?
No, it's coming to Netflix in September.
Wow.
And Lilo and Stitch is on there now.
Oh, really? It says Lilo and Stitch, Emperor's New Groove.
No, I saw it on there earlier.
Weird. Was it Leroy and Stitch?
Leroy and Stitch? Is that a movie?
Yes. Right? Am I crazy?
Is it?
Leroy and Stitch.
I can't.
Yes, it's a movie.
That.
It's literally a movie. It is a movie.
But it is a Lilo and Stitch movie.
Right.
Okay. I thought it was like, you know, like
an Turner off-brand. And Hooch. Yeah.
I thought it was something like
that. Yeah, like the Target brand or something.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Hey, Lil Yachty and Carly Rae Jepsen did a cover for Target, so I'm not mad.
Called Leroy and Stitch?
It's called Leroy and Stitch, yeah. Take two to Leroy Stitch.
See, like, I feel like Kronk's New Groove was on there and not Emperor's New Groove.
Again, sequels, no good.
Anyway.
Ooh, they do have Newsies on Netflix. How do you guys feel? I know that's...
Okay, that's topic, a... But... I don't know, that's like a divided Disney community thing. A lot of people love it.
We're not, like, super into
Disney. We're not into it. But we have a friend swears like, up and down.
Yeah.
He is
a Or do you lie?
I like it a lot. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I like...
It's about the red one, says Caitlin. That's Leroy and Stitch.
It's about the red
it's
one.
It's about the red one.
The red alien. Oh, no. I mean, I conceptually like Newsies. I just, like, haven't bothered to, like, rewatch it in a really long time. And then That's we also true. Have a lot of friends who are really into the musical.
Yeah.
Yes.
Like, the play.
Yep.
And
her friend was in it.
Yeah, our friend was in it. And, yeah. I'm always like, I'm so sorry. Like, I don't care at all. And she's like, I didn't care before I was in it. So.
Yeah. But you realize, like, once you're exposed to it, you're like, oh, this fandom is, like.
Yeah. I would say that it. I like it, but I haven't watched it, like, rewatched it again.
Yeah.
But I enjoyed it a lot whenever I did watch it, and I was into it thoroughly.
Someone made me watch it with them a long time ago because they loved it.
Yeah.
And I was like, I don't want to watch it. And then they forced me to, and then I sat down and watched it, and I was like, is that Christian Bale? That was the only thing I could
he
think
like
of.
Pretends he never did it.
Yeah, he's like, I'm Batman now.
I'm Batman.
I don't need to go to Santa Fe anymore.
Yeah. Don't remember anything else.
No, Gotham.
Yeah.
No Santa Fe.
Moving on. Disney's making this movie based on a book that I read in the seventh grade called Stargirl. By Jerry Spinelli.
That's where it comes from.
Supernova Girl?
Do you remember this
I
book?
Don't remember. I was looking everywhere, and I was like, where did this movie come from? I'm confused as to, like,
yeah, you know, I don't remember the book of it. At all. It says it's
what
a
is
story
it
of Stargirl.
That's the name of the book.
That's the name of the book.
But it's
and
also
the name of the movie.
The name of the, okay.
He meets – the Stargirl is the girl's name.
That's her name? Like,
yeah.
Prince?
Her name is Stargirl Caraway. So it's about high school, the importance of connection, what it means to be loved. This boy meets Stargirl, a bright person.
How come his picture looks so pro and hers is like
Instagram? Okay, here's what's up. Yeah.
Okay.
Say who she is.
Okay. So that is Grace VanderWaal, and she is the winner of America's Got Talent Season 11.
For singing.
Yes. And playing the ukulele.
So okay. Who knows if she can act.
Right.
Well, she can act like a singer.
She looks cute, though. Like,
yeah, she's kind of like
a cute Instagram pic right there.
Girl.
Yeah. Well, this is going to the streaming service, by the way. Graham Verscher is playing the guy in the movie. His character's name is Leo.
No. Is it really?
Yeah.
This
Based
a
off
hit.
Of your life.
God, 5 stars.
He, for the Star Girl. I know him from
5 Star Girls out of 5.
I know him from Henson's movie Turkey Hollow.
Can I share where I know him from?
Oh my God, do we all know this guy?
He's from something else. What is it? I forget.
It's from a recent horror film called Summer of 84.
Oh yeah, I saw that on his IMDb.
Definitely rated
Never
R.
Never heard of it.
Oh really? Is it worth watching?
Oh, I loved it. It's by. You ever watch Turbo Kid?
Oh, no, but I know exactly what you're talking
about. Okay, the same director that did Turbo Kid did this movie.
Okay, I just want to point out you've never spoken this much ever. In one episode.
I love
this. This just like, okay.
He all is right. excited.
That means something. That's yeah. That's how you know. There's okay. There's fire in there.
All right. For Stargirl.
Stargirl, when I
yeah,
like remember.
Stargirl specifically.
From the book was that she was like such a manic pixie dream girl.
Uh-oh. Wanderlust.
Mm. VanderWaal.
VanderWaalderlust. Yeah.
VanderWaalderlust.
Gotta be careful. Okay, are you excited? Let's
oh,
start there.
Oh, he's in The Good Doctor. That's what I,
Wait,
that was what I was
he's
saying.
Also
is he
Fargo.
The Good Doctor?
No, he's not The Good Doctor.
Oh, I was going to say, wow, they de-aged him like crazy.
No.
He's in Fargo, too.
Yeah.
God, The Good Doctor, every time I see a trailer for that, I think it's a joke.
Yeah.
Like, this actor acting as, like, a mentally handicapped person
Freddie
who can
Highmore.
Cure people. Yeah.
Am I excited? No.
Do you have any, I mean, I know you remember it, but do you have any personal attachment to it?
I was like, oh my God, they're making a movie about Stargirl?
Cool.
And then I was like, moving on.
Yeah. Okay, nothing. How about you?
I kind of feel the same way.
Okay.
I'll watch it because we're going to have the streaming service, so I will watch it.
I mean, yeah, yeah, we're going to We say that about everything, though. I'm just asking about personal excitement, because at this point, it's almost our duty to watch everything. But, like, are you stoked at all?
No.
No, okay.
It'll be a good, like, coming-of-age film, I think. And she's cute. It'll be interesting to see her acting, like you said.
Yeah.
I'm against somebody who's, like, clearly has a pedigree.
Yeah.
Like, that's really interesting.
Not intimidating at all.
Yeah.
Maybe she'll sing in it. Do you think
she sings all of her lines? Yeah. That's like her character. I'm hungry. Okay, Star Girl. Here's a burger.
I'm going to school. I can't wait.
That actually is going to be a song. Like, she's like, first day of school, it's time to get up.
Get on my backpack and run out the door.
That's just like, it doesn't have to rhyme, okay? It's literally stream of consciousness.
Guys, this is not based on any comic. Any other character that happens to be named Stargirl is a separate thing.
She's the mother.
This is based off of the book Stargirl by Jerry Spinelli that is not about a superhero.
Well, it's confusing because if you look at the IMDb, there is like a comic series, a DC comic series named Stargirl that's coming out.
Yeah.
Totally separate.
Too Everyone's many. Like, wait, why was DC going on the Disney streaming service? And I'm like, no, it's not
Brenton
a DC.
Thwaites. Yeah. Robin, he's DC, being considered for Prince Eric.
Yeah.
Was in Pirates 5, see the connection? DC, taking over Disney.
Anyway.
Just kidding, that's not happy in the head at all. Please don't believe me.
Mickey Mouse.
Mickey Mouse?
I brought my ears for this.
Oh my, you got your brother
Here
ears.
She goes.
Happening.
He's it's turning happening. 90. Mm-hmm. So is Minnie.
Wait,
so
no one's talking
I.
about 90.
No one's talking about how Minnie's also turning 90. Here she is.
Minnie looks damn good.
Mickey's 90th birthday is coming up in November, and Disney recently announced a pop-up exhibit coming to New York City. Let's watch a little video about it.
Go.
To celebrate Mickey's 90th anniversary, Disney will launch Mickey, the True Original Exhibition in New York City.
Oh, hey, Mickey.
He's cute.
Mickey. Remember when Mickey used a goat as a...
Oh, yeah.
As a speaker.
Jukebox, yeah.
Jukebox.
I'm Darren Romanelli. I'm curating Mickey the True Original
Exhibition. How do you get that job?
We'll have a mix of artists, past, present, and future, where we will have archives and contemporary art.
Wonderful.
You know, sometimes I go. Sometimes I go to like the.
I'm interested in Mickey Mouse because of his timelessness and the role that he plays in our permanent understanding of visual culture.
Mickey watches.
You just call him a dime piece.
Mickey Mouse is time. A true original because he is so cool. He walks
cool.
through the world with like.
Look at that walk.
He was a hero to me.
Mickey Swag. Mouse has some, represents the wonder of the vision and the visionary.
The Sorcerer's Apprentice.
I was
so
asked
good.
To create the Cosmic Cavern.
Kenny is very important because he's the last real living legend who was part of the Herring, Basquiat, Andy Warhol clique.
Ooh. To utilize Mickey, it was just a natural thing.
Pretty groovy.
I want to make a place of fantasy and fun.
So this part, word. This like
asked to
cavern,
a sculpture.
Is open it's in San Francisco for like a hot sec before it goes toys. To New York.
All the things that... You want to hug.
That first Mickey is the thing of nightmares.
For the exhibition, we're going to create an 8-foot-high bear brick that we will wrap.
I mean, I don't know how much of this we really need to watch.
God, that image of Mickey, how many, like, how prolific
I'm
is that?
I'm honored to be able to use
that
Mickey
one drawing of Mickey.
That
was, like, iconic thing ever.
Creating an extra giant
you literally have a tattoo
ringer
on you.
With the Mickey graphic on the front. It will trigger that sensation.
It is the
it's
same
similar,
one. I was like, is that the same
kind
one?
Of yeah. Is this kind of unifying object.
I hope everybody leaves.
It isn't, it isn't.
It isn't, no, no. This is the one that's on the Tokyo hats.
Yeah.
But it's the same pose.
Right. I'm like, what is my tattoo?
Yeah, yeah. It's like a more modern design on your ankle. It's funny because like sometimes I go through like the gift shops at Disneyland.
Yeah.
And I look at some of the shirts and I'm like, God, this is terrible. Like, Disney is capable of so much more. And then you see this and you're like, yeah, that's cool, Disney. Like when Disney does this stuff, it looks so cool, man.
So this is basically one of the Instagram museums.
Yeah,
it's like the Museum of Ice Cream.
The style of it is really, really neat,
yeah,
I think.
But it's Disney, and it's Mickey Mouse, and it's in New York from November to February. And I super want to go.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We were saying earlier, Sarah's trying to convince me to just fly to New York to just see it. Like, no...
No other
rhyme
reason.
Or reason, just like, let's just go.
I think that would be awesome.
When is it?
From November to February.
You have plenty of time in between there to go.
I can find a pocket.
You could find a pocket.
Find a pocket.
You could do it during the weekday, too, because...
Yeah, because we're unemployed. I mean, yeah, no, because
exactly.
Vacation.
Exactly. You know. That too. Tickets would be cheaper, less crowded there.
But the holidays,
I mean, think about
though.
The things that are going to be there. All of the art. Like, that's what's so cool about it, too. And just for them to come up with different pieces and things like that. I'm not an artist by any means, but same. I love museums. I love art pieces. Mm-hmm. This would be incredible to see just, like, what they do and what they create with, you know, the same design or, you know, mm-hmm. in variations of it. But
yeah, it's like when they lift the gates and they just let the artists go ham with their IP. Like, what do you get out of it?
Like, they're talking about an 8-foot tall something wrapped in Mickey's tees. So they're like using t-shirts and like 8-foot tall, that's, you know, massive. Two people, twice the size of me, I guess.
You're 4 feet tall?
I'm 4 foot tall, I know. So, right?
Canvas chair.
I'm standing up right now.
Right now, you're jumping.
I'm jumping. You're constantly. Like constantly in the air.
I get what you mean, though. It is huge. It would tower above us and completely wrapped in classic Mickey. Like, what is that even? What is that even? That's like just, it's an art installation. That's the only place you see weird stuff like that. Like, that room was kind of, I don't know. I hope it's better than just like putting neon Band-Aids all over the walls with a couple of Mickey clocks.
No, it'll be cool. I mean, think about the Broad Museum here where you go in and the lights go on the Infinity Room.
Yeah,
it's probably going to be something like that. Yeah, in the rain room. It's going to be something epic. So,
yeah, all right.
I don't know. I think you should
just
do
the
it.
Outside alone was cool, actually. That yellow wall with the Mickeys popping in and out. Mm-hmm. That was really neat.
Mm-hmm.
I'm new Disney.
Yeah, I want to go. I feel like it might be the kind of thing that, like, if we were in Orlando, we could go, like, up before coming home.
Okay, you're planning a whole thing.
Around the country.
Yeah, she wants to rent an RV with Mickey on it.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
The Mickey tour. The Mickey bus.
We're on tour.
Yeah, can you guys imagine?
Go on tour.
We'll just go. Yeah, we'll go to every city. We'll do a live.
I think everybody wants to see that.
Disney News Weekly at every major city.
Yeah, I can just fly to wherever you guys are at.
Just meet us at
every
one. You won't even drive with us. You'll fly into every individual city.
No, I don't want to drive with you guys, but I will definitely fly to you.
We just met, but I will fly to you.
I will fly to you, yeah.
So that's fun.
That's fun, yeah.
So that's in the works.
That's a thing.
We're planning. Told you.
Additionally, for Mickey's birthday. Guys, we're going all out for Mickey's 90th. Just imagine.
You don't turn 90 every day.
Honestly, just imagine. Whoa. There, just that one. There.
What's happening?
Imagine what's going to happen when he turns 100. All
right. That's what I was thinking, too.
But here's the thing. He's like Benjamin Buttoning. Thoughts. Look at Mickey. Like,
yeah, he looks great, obviously.
He looks great. Like, remember when Mickey first started at Disneyland? Boy was busted. You know what I mean? He did not look great.
I mean,
oh my God.
Age as well. I hope to look that good.
I'm gonna try and find
next
a
year. You
here's
know?
What's going on.
Look up the tell original us. Mickey
at
Mouse.
Disney parks for Mickey's birthday. It's like I said, it's Minnie's birthday also.
Yeah, people forget.
At Disney World, they're going to celebrate Mickey's birthday from the 16th to the 18th of November with special merch and food.
Yeah, the Disneyland. Oh my gosh! No, don't do that one, Anthony. Look up the Disneyland original Mickey Disneyland. Oh, that's what you got to search.
Oh, look at that one.
Yeah.
Oh no.
Original Mickey Disneyland.
Can, she's had too much plastic happy birthday. Surgery.
Look at that, dude.
Yikes!
Original Mickey Disneyland. Look at scroll once. No wait, scroll down one time. I'm helping him find it, you guys. Right. Oh, it doesn't. Oh, there it is. That white one on the right. On the right, the color one.
Color one.
Go down one.
Down.
Nope. Yeah, that's the one.
You can sing. You can sing Happy Birthday with the Dapper Dans. And,
guys.
Oh, yeah. Look at that.
Happy birthday.
I'm trying not to deliver the news.
Oh, boy. It's me, Mickey Mouse, kids. Welcome to Disneyland.
I'm just trying to tell you about the news.
Yeah, you want an e-ticket attraction or what?
He looks like a Hollywood
Don't
Boulevard
talk to
performer.
That man. That mouse.
It looks like he's trying to keep Minnie away. Like, don't talk to my girl, that's Minnie Mouse.
Oh, yeah, that was
that's
a
better.
Lot better.
Oh, boy.
Oh boy,
I'm 90.
And then in and then in 2019, Disney World will continue to celebrate his birthday with the world's biggest mouse party.
Jesus Christ, Mickey. That's a Kardashian
the biggest
money.
Mouse party.
Jesus.
Disneyland Resort will host a celebration cavalcade for Mickey on November 18th, which is his B-Day. Featuring his friends and the Disneyland band, starting at It's a Small World, pausing for a moment at Sleeping Beauty Castle, before finishing at Main Street USA. The party continues when World's Biggest Mouse Party begins at Disneyland Resort in 2019.
Dang, Mickey.
Guess what's also coming to the Disney Cruise Line?
I hope not that.
Tell us.
World's Biggest Mouse Party. Takes to the seas.
My birthday's coast to coast.
Shanghai Disney Resort will be the first to kick off the World's Biggest Mouse Party.
Jesus Christ, Mickey Mouse.
With a brand new Mickey-themed float.
Mickey a little extra.
A giant birthday card will be installed at the Storyteller Statue in Shanghai.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. At Hong Kong Disneyland.
What's happening in Hong Kong?
They will begin its World's Biggest Mouse Party activations on September 18th.
You're kidding, right?
There's going to be... No, I'm not kidding. There's going to be a We Love Mickey overlay on the hotel.
Oh, my... Mickey!
Tokyo Disney will join the celebration this fall.
Beloved icon, we understand. Skinny legend.
Tokyo Disney's having no part in it. It's just as Tokyo Disney...
Tokyo Disney, what's Tokyo doing?
Tokyo Disney will...
We don't stand. No.
Oh.
Just let me talk. Tokyo Disney will join the celebration this fall with special decorations and merchandise.
Here's a cake, they mouse.
Just, but
they just have some streamers.
Disneyland Paris will celebrate the world's biggest mouse party this fall. Oh, my God.
Daddy.
Mickey's 90th is definitely the mouse due this fall.
The mouse due.
The mouse due.
This is why I don't let you talk.
I read that off the blog.
People are asking.
Disney wrote that.
Will Gus
guys, honestly.
Gus.
The biggest mouse party seems like the must-do celebration of the season.
Like, if you're not there, then something's wrong with you.
Oh, my God, I better be invited to the mouse party.
Because it's literally everywhere.
I mean, where the mouse is, it's going to be really...
Oh, my God.
Something to die for, yeah.
As Walt said, it was all started by a mouse.
And this is going to be the party that ends it. Just the craziest Mickey celebration of all time.
Again, dude, I can't imagine the 100th birthday.
Like, oh, right? No.
Like, how do you top it? That's the thing. Once you go big, you can't go anywhere but up for Mickey's 100th. What do you do?
It's just like, Mickey just the continent of Africa is celebrating.
He goes to every single U.S. citizen's house and is like, it's my birthday.
It's my birthday.
Oh, my God.
On the North Pole, the South Pole.
God. Probably. Who knows?
Everywhere.
I feel like we need to go to every theme park. I feel like we need to do a world tour.
Somebody's party at every park.
Yeah, and we're going to go to the biggest mouse party in every country that there is a Disney park.
Man.
Tall order right there.
God, I'm crying.
Man.
God, technically it was all started by a rabbit, but whatever. No, but was it?
True. Actually, it didn't start till the mouse, so.
Anyway.
Just saying.
Well.
You know.
But before the mouse party.
Is that back up on the screen? Is it just
before the mouse party can get bumping, is Halloween at Disneyland.
Nice.
Which, the pre-party, if you will.
Halloween, the pre-party to the biggest mouse party.
When does
party.
It officially kick off?
You know what? It's already started in Florida.
In Florida. I was there yesterday and I didn't
see it. Isn't that crazy? Florida already had their first Halloween party.
Florida, I don't know if you know.
It's August.
Yeah, dude.
They don't care.
It is August.
Ours start in September, so honestly, we're not that far off.
But it's interesting because, is Halloween that, does it bring that much attention to the parks? Do that many more people go? You know what I'm saying? Like, Halloween is way too profitable. We need to add 3 more months.
Well, it's not about months. It's about the Halloween parties, which is probably like however many thousands of dollars per party that they make.
Right, but they only do that during the month of October. So why September, November, and December? Why is that all still like? I guess December turns into a holiday like Christmas.
Yeah, Halloween decorations don't stay up after Halloween. They switch over, and then, November 7th.
No, they stay for, a week after.
Right.
Yeah.
While they're transitioning. Yeah.
But it's still, Haunted Mansion stuff.
You know? You're saying
but
why...
But it's Halloween now.
Yeah. It's Halloween September, October.
Yeah, but it's August.
Right.
And they already went up.
Can we pull up a calendar?
Yeah.
Let's talk about the food. This image right here is a candy corn milkshake.
I don't like the consistency of that. It looks questionable. It looks like
like a pineapple.
That the big Mickey is a marshmallow, and then the other stuff is cotton candy.
Wait, no, it can't because it would just be dissolving.
Well, it's not yet. Well, let me read.
Okay, read.
It is a candy corn
maybe
ice cream
Oh, it's ice cream. Mm, my favorite.
Kindergarten milkshake, topped with cotton candy and Mickey shaped marshmallow. I was correct. All right, what do we got next?
Next.
This is a not so poison apple cupcake.
Not so. They call it that? Not so poison apple. That's nope. No. This is totally not poison.
It's
at all.
No so poison.
Wink, wink.
No so poison?
Unless that was a typo.
It has to be a typo.
It's an apple cupcake with pecan crunch and buttercream frosting.
Buttercream. Mm. I want some.
Buttercream.
Buttercream.
All right, what's next?
Yuck. From the chat.
Halloween cinnamon roll.
That's pretty good.
It's a Mickey-shaped cinnamon roll type with icing and chocolate spider web.
That's what you start your
picture,
day with.
Yeah, that picture is just like fall. Makes it want, yeah, I want fall now.
All right, next. Mm. Pumpkin cheesecake. Available only on party nights.
Ooh.
Haha. This is a topped with a chocolate Mickey pumpkin, gluten-friendly pumpkin cheesecake.
Would you,
that's
are
important.
You, with are gluten-free you the kind of person that vanilla eats the top
pecan
part?
Cake.
I could eat the top part, but I don't like cheesecake.
Me neither.
So you it's don't. Weird. You wouldn't eat the bottom part.
I wouldn't eat all the bottom.
All right, give
anyways.
Me your cheesecakes. I'll eat the bottom.
Okay. We got Hades nachos.
Hey, these nachos so delicious.
Hades. Available on party nights only. Also, reminder, this is just Florida food.
So we can't eat it.
Turn up the heat with the Hades nachos. These black bean nachos are topped with fiery buffalo chicken and choice of toppings. Next, we got.
Next.
We got this Jack thing. It is a push Jack pop. Skellington cake push pop available only on party nights.
They're so popular now.
Popular.
Hey.
Push pop.
Chocolate cake, vanilla buttercream, white chocolate, and dark chocolate crispy pearls with a white chocolate Jack Skellington piece.
I can get
piece.
Behind this one.
I like that one. We got a Madame
top part too, but...
Leota dessert.
Oh, is that what she looks like canonically?
Dear sweet Leota. That's what it says. It is a vanilla tart filled with toasted marshmallow pastry cream and crispy pearls, chocolate, and hard candy garnish. I feel like I'm on a cooking show. This is the one it's I would want. Hitchhiking ghost cream puff.
They were like, hitchhiking ghost.
No, it's not even called that. It's just called a hitchhiking ghost dessert.
What
oh
is
my
that?
God, that's even worse.
It's a Dune Buggy inspired cream puff filled with cookies cream and puff. Cream mousse and topped with chocolate piece featuring
cookies
the hitchhiking ghost.
I like
look
it.
At that.
I love it.
Puff.
And then we
that
got
hang on
a Maleficent dessert.
Uh-huh.
Is it ice cream? I like it.
You're not going to like it for long.
Why?
It's lime soft serve in a black cone. Why not mint? Nobody
that's
knows.
That's what I thought.
Also, like, hey, let's make an ice cream that five people like.
I mean, I'll try it, but it's just like lime with chocolate.
Lime ice cream is like, I think, a thing. Like people, like there is a sect of people that like it.
I mean, key
in the
lime
chat,
pie.
In the chat.
One more. The Munster Smash Burger.
That looks dank.
Yeah, I want it. It's on a black bun with Munster cheese, tots, sriracha aioli. It looks like bacon, too.
Give me,
I don't know why they didn't mention
bacon.
Yeah,
why are they talking about that bacon? It's all the things that are bad for you. Because it's a villain. Okay.
So I like it. Guy.
Thanks for coming with me on that.
I can get behind any pun joke.
There it is.
So that's what you can look forward to if you go to Walt Disney World.
Now I'm just
that.
Hungry.
What's the name of this thing? The Bad Burger?
It's the Munster.
Munster. Wait, Munster. That's copyrighted. It has to be Munster.
No, because Munster cheese.
Munster is a type of cheese?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Okay. I don't even eat cheese. I know that.
I'm sorry. I don't.
Keep up with your cheeses.
Yeah, I'm clearly I need to go to cheese Wikipedia tonight.
Excuse me? I'm sure we'll get an announcement about the Halloween food coming to Disneyland soon.
That would be nice.
And then we got to run and go get it.
Yeah.
Day one.
I hope. Oh, I forgot. Guys.
Oh, yeah.
Rumors are swirling.
Ooh, I like rumor.
Swirling like a maelstrom in the middle of the Atlantica Sea.
I like rumors.
We've been talking about this a little bit before, but it's like coming up again because probably, hopefully, it's true that Zendaya has been offered the role of Ariel in the live action Little Mermaid. Want it to be true?
I hope it's true. She's a good Ariel.
She'd rock.
Guys, yeah. Do me a favor. Can y'all stop DMing me about the Prince Eric auditions? Okay, I'm not gonna go.
Why is that, Leo?
Literally, tweeting, DMing, tagging. That's what my past like 2 days has been.
Hey Leo, everybody, yeah? I have a question. Hmm. Why don't you go? Do it.
Because
answer the call.
He's like not gonna get it.
Yeah, Disney's not gonna hire like a nobody.
But you know, why not try it anyways?
Here's the other thing. They're casting people between the ages of 18 and 25. I'll tell you a little secret.
Don't tell us.
He's 27.
Don't say it.
Okay.
Because now it's not there.
Okay, that's
but
it.
But here's
that's
the
it.
Thing. That's it. What is the...
I'm not 18. That's what I was going to say. I'm not 18.
They want a child.
They want a baby boy is what they're... When,
I mean, if you
when,
shave,
when companies
that
cast,
can help.
Yeah. I mean, it does. And I just actually just did a cosplay where I was like a little boy. But...
You never make the shots you don't shoot, or something like that.
Wayne Gretzky. you miss 100% of the shots you don't take.
That's what I was going to say.
You miss the shots you don't shoot.
That's true. You miss them. But
that nugget of knowledge
when,
with you.
When Hollywood casts people from 18 to 24, they want baby faces. Mm-hmm. The cast of Archie was cast as 18 to 25. Like, and they're supposed to be in high school. You know, like
I get it.
I don't look like those
I
kids.
I totally get it.
Leo's definitely
brutal,
not 32.
I'm not 32.
But thanks.
Does someone say
my
you're 32?
DM is full of women asking me to put in a good word for Leo. No way, Disney Insider. Honestly, if you can put in a good word for me as like Eric's brother Derek or something, like
he wants to be Grimsby, okay?
Yeah, I want to be like someone who like hangs out with like one of Eric's cohorts or something, or like someone in his castle. Like it would be cool to like make an appearance in the movie. Yeah. I don't expect to be Prince Eric by any stretch of the imagination, but it would be cool to like pop in, you know. By the way,
we would love that.
Go over to Tracy Hines' channel and check out her new video, If Only, where I play Prince Eric and actually sing the Broadway song, If Only, previously sung by Darren Criss at the Hollywood Bowl.
Sweet cape.
With that sweet little... Oh, you saw it too. Yeah, you did do your homework.
I did.
All right.
Watching you people.
You're on it. Research.
I'm on it.
You're more research than we are at this point, probably.
These are hurting my head, so they're coming off.
You had a good run.
Huh?
With the ears.
Yeah.
I did.
I mean, you were double headgear in it.
I was. There's... That
it would just be so dope if you cameoed in the movie
as a sailor
in Fathoms Below in the beginning.
Yeah, you're it just starts like, out with me like pulling a rope on a barrel. I'm just like, and then I look over to like Grimsby and be like, "Have you heard the tale?" And I slap him with a fish. And yeah. No,
you know? It'd be so funny. Everyone would be like,
"Oh, Leo!" Oh, and then I can look at the camera and be like, "We did it, team."
Like, give a little wink.
We did it, fam. Yeah, a little fam wink.
Yeah. Yeah. It'll totally make the cut.
I hope.
Yeah.
Fingers crossed. Thank you guys for all the compliments on If Only, by the way. I really appreciate that. But it would be cool. That's what I want. I just want to be a sailor in the boat. Diz Insider. Hook it up.
Hook it up.
I want to be the one when he like leans over the rail and he goes, "Smell the fresh sea air, Grimsby." And then I push him out of the way and I go, "Yeah.
I smell
it.
It
smells real good. It smells like salt.
Smells fishy."
You're just someone who's like, "Oh, Eric. Just get married or whatever. Why are you here?
You
don't do anything,
down, lad."
Yeah.
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 That's my character.
Or you just what? He's like, "I don't know, Grimsby," and you're like, "The only woman I love is the sea," and you like walk by.
But like limping at what you're doing.
Why am I hobble the old man?
You don't have legs.
Why can't I don't have my sea legs, lad.
You just walk by, you're like, "Bootstraps."
Yeah, just murmuring, bootstraps. There.
Throw in a lad. Yeah. Laddie boy.
Lad.
Everybody's lad.
This is good.
Anyway,
God.
That's all the news we have for this week. Thanks for joining us, Kelsey.
Yeah, I mean, thanks for having me. Yeah. It was very magical.
Yeah. I'm so glad.
I'm sorry we're like ridiculous. I deeply apologize for that.
Don't ever apologize. Right.
Follow the Popcorn Talk on Twitter at the Popcorn Talk and watch everything on YouTube at Popcorn Talk Network. I'm Sarah Sterling _ on Twitter.
Yeah, you can follow me on Instagram at Mr. Leo Zombie. That'd be neat.
Neato gang. Mm-hmm. And thanks for having me, guys. I'm Kelsey Hightower, and you can follow me on Instagram at @KelsHightower.
Huh. See you guys
What's
next week.
That's good.
Mm-hmm.
Bye.
I don't know where we're waving.
Producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire Popcorn Talk Network. We would like to thank you for tuning in. For questions or comments, be sure to visit popcorntalk.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of the Popcorn Talk Network.
expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of the Popcorn Talk Network or its owners or principals.